This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Bee's podiatrist told her this week that because of her age, the doctor really had little else to offer her and that she probably belonged in a nursing home. The doctor reminded Bee that health problems are just a normal part of aging and that every problem doesn't require full-on medical attention. Now, admittedly, recovery from Bee's foot surgery has been a bit complicated and slow, but Bee is otherwise completely healthy and intellectually completely intact and sharp. She admits to having several post-operative visits with her podiatrist because she was worried, and she recognizes that those did take the podiatrist's time. She did offer to do them as telemedicine visits, but her podiatrist felt that that would be too much for Bee to handle, a computer or a smartphone. The doctor didn't ask her, but if she had, Bee would have told her that she has a background in IT and uses her computer at home all the time to work on coding projects for her former employer. Ageism refers to negative attitudes held toward older persons simply because of their age, and 9 out of 10 older Americans experience regular ageism. Stereotypes and prejudice related to age are often considered socially acceptable, and they are common. Jokes poke fun at aging and those who are old. Subtle comments, either explicit or implicit, such as the podiatrist's comments, can impact older people's self-esteem. Once a person internalizes health problems such as depression or chronic pain or decreased movement as simply being a part of getting old, they are forced to live with those problems, problems that could otherwise be treated. And this can in turn impact their willingness to seek medical help. A recent study in JAMA found that the more ageism a person experiences, the poorer is their health. In part, ageism can diminish the quality of an older person's interactions with health providers. That is, if they believe they are unwelcome or that their issues are being ignored. Ageism can also be a chronic stressor that activates the body's responses to stress and can actually speed up the aging process and increase the risk of chronic disease. The same JAMA study found that 80% of older people agreed that, quote, having health problems is just a part of getting older. So is this a stereotype or a reality of aging? Well, ironically, in the very same study, over 80% of older people reported that their health was good or excellent. Of course, there are physical and cognitive changes that take place as we chronologically age, but these are often not diseases and do not result in poor health. The perception of age varies in Eastern and Western cultures, and studies show that those from racial and ethnic minorities experience far more ageism. And ageism affects men and women differently. Bee reports that she dyes her hair and dresses professionally when she goes out to avoid being treated as irrelevant, while her husband, who is the exact same age, is treated far more respectfully, and others consider his gray hair as a part of his experience and his wisdom. So Bee finally told her podiatrist that she was feeling ignored and treated poorly, and that she had no intention of moving to anything like a nursing home. Well, she is still waiting for an apology from the podiatrist. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.